Welcome to another of In Depth With. I'm Price, founder and of Academia.edu. And today we're going deep into a topic that honestly close to heart. Even I always say I'm advocating any specific or here. My is to introduce the work and, you know, hopefully get you thinking. So our focus is an article, Ruku Wai An Te Auto Aura Framework, Taha Awaha, Creativity, the Passage of Freedom. Yeah, there's a lot in that title, but the core of this paper, the idea that creativity isn't just an add-on to wellness or a hobby for people with extra time. Creativity can actually be a main route to healing. This is especially important for, as the author points out, people intergenerational trauma, disconnection, deep emotional histories, all of it. So Taha Awaha, I want to get to the heart of what that means first. Taha Awaha, as Ruku Ayan lays out, the creative dimension inside something called Te Putama o Ora, or the TPO framework, nine pu or pillars that make up a model of well-being. This isn't something new. It actually builds on a bunch of global healing traditions, putting creativity up there, relational health, spiritual health, even financial and digital wellness. But what's different here is the claim that creativity is not optionals, the passage, the through all that has been held inside, pain, history, emotions, moves being stuck to being released. Why does this matter for you? Maybe you're thinking, wait, I'm not an artist, or this sounds philosophical, but this is pretty concrete. If you've ever stuffed down a memory, a big feeling, a family wound, Anson asks us to consider whether talk therapy or, you know, analytical approaches can only go far. There's a ceiling. Sometimes what feel can't be put into words, and when it's less, how you release it. The big argument is through creative acts, movement, craft, all the stuff that engages the body as well as the mind. The paper doesn't just claim this. It brings scientific evidence, for example. Bessel van der Kolk's research on trauma in the body is not stored as a neat story you can. Instead, trauma lives in the system. Studies on expressive, those by Pennebaker, suggest that, get this, just 4 days of writing can actually boost your immune response and reduce stress. That's wild, right? People who engage with their creatively, giving what's word a form, often see real life improvements. Now, people from communities carrying generational pain, Maori, indigenous groups, anyone who's displaced or disenfranchised. The research on epigenetics is fascinating, but kind of the stuff your grandparents lived through, it shows up in your body. It's passed down not just as family myth, but as reality in genetic markers. And here's where Taha Awaha gets personal. When you tell the story your ancestors couldn't tell, when you paint, sing, or move what they held, you're taking part in healing that moves backward and forward. It's honestly humbling to think about. And creativity isn't just for people with talent. The author really hits this point. Taha isn't about being an artist. It's about expressing your experience, whatever form feels true or close to your body. Drawing that tale story, honestly, is more important for wellness than the masterpiece you months perfecting for Instagram. Its process not registers healing. So if you're thinking, but I'm not creative, I Anson is pretty explicit. That belief is a symptom of wounds itself. There's also this really striking point on safety. The neuroscience shows that you need to feel safe before any real creative can happen. And being, especially in a group, can help your nervous system shift. You able to process and release pain. It's not just a nice activity. It neurobiologically significant. I want to say magic, but you, science. Okay, quick side note. This idea, dimensions of wellness, always makes me hungry. Like, I imagine gut wellness, financial wellness, creative wellness, all coming together in a smoothie, you know? A straw. Sorry, just popped into my head. There's probably no punchline here. I just smoothies. All right. So what's the real stuff here? You might try creative expression, even if it's not for you. Because the evidence shows that what matters isn't skill, but honesty. If you're a practitioner, you might consider how art or music could help clients, things that stuck. Or just next time you feel something big, try doodling or singing or whatever feels true. And if you're from a community with a broken or painful past, this work says your story matters. And creativity might just be a way to give it passage. I want to remind you, this is coming from Ruku Ayan's through the TPO framework. I'm prescribing or endorsing, just putting it out there as one way to see things and maybe unlock reflection. Academic research, you know, it not final truth. It's each paper is another step toward understanding, not the end point. So that today episode, I hope you found something maybe surprising. If you try expressing yourself creatively or just about what wellness could look like, let me know. I'll be back soon with more papers and questions. Remember, insights are in facts and knowledge is for everyone. Next time, keep asking, keep learning, and keep curious.